All right. 5 minutes till midnight, guys. You know what that means. Listen, I'm done fucking around with Barstool. The point has been adequately made. Very obviously, my girl Ellie has been on one. She's been speaking volumes while remaining absolutely silent and stoic. She is an angel. She is fantastic. Anyway, this one's not for Barstool. This one's for Joe Rogan. Because I've tweeted at Joe so many times that, you know, it's coming across the page. I sent some stuff over to the Joe Rogan Experience. Guys, I have to talk to you about this universe thing. Guys. I was listening to Joe Rogan the other day, and I love, like, I don't know if you know this, like, I don't know if you can tell, but I love learning, guys. Like, my favorite types of books are those, like, Joe, what are you doing? Joe is, like, literally right here next to the thing. Say hi to Joe. Don't walk around the computer, idiot. Thank you. Okay, oh, I heard it. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings, Joe. Damn it. He's so sassy, so moody. Anyway, so I love these historical mix them up with high-tech science and what is real, what is factual, what is not real, because you guys know me, you know my shtick. Nothing is real until you make it, bro. And case in point for that, Joe, the Universe app, my dude, I saw your shit, I downloaded it, I've got it on.
Breaking news bulletin.
Joe, what do you have to say? What do you have to say for yourself, Joe? Say something, Joe. I told them you're talkative. Don't make me a fool.
Come on, Joe. Oh my god, you're making your dad look like such an idiot right now. Oh my god, Joe. Say something! Joe! Go to bed. Anyway, that was Joseph Coolidge. My Joseph Coolidge. And now back to you, Dean.
So sorry about that, guys. That is just absolutely embarrassing. I promise I'm a professional. I will get Joe under control at Mad Max Pax's World. We don't throw temper tantrums and just wreck the equipment like that. That is not cool. Joseph Dean is going to be reprimanded on Monday. But that's not the point. That's not what we're talking about. Joe, other Joe, Joe Rogan, my man, my dad, my dude, my clone, let's do some DMT, anyway, let's get back to the universe splitting app. I'm your host, Dean Matthews, and this is Milk and Cookies, more specifically, another episode of Dry Cookies, because milk is in bed. That means we gotta be quiet. Anyway, guys, I'm sitting here on my laptop doing a little bit of research, just thinking about some content to do. I want to do, obviously, if you guys have been following the podcast, you know I have a passion for conspiracy theories. I've got a passion for all of the unexplained. I just love being understood, and I love understanding things. Once I understand something, I don't forget it. And if I don't understand it, then good luck. I'm not going to remember that. So that's why understanding is such a critical element to me, because when I was getting my master's degree, if you didn't understand the stuff, you had to read the book. But if you understood the stuff, you didn't have to read the book. Like, you know, it's the very much work smarter, not harder mentality, Joe. I'm telling you, man, you don't need that alpha brain, buddy. You need to hang out with me. Joe Rogan does not need Alpha Brain, as cool and as awesome as Alpha Brain is, with whatever chemicals it is. Here's, Joe, what I want you to do. I want you to send, hold on, I gotta go grab Joe out of the kitchen. I want you to send me the active ingredients list from Alpha Brain, and give me a week, and then let me get back to you with the factual actualities behind Alpha Brain. And then we'll talk about it, and then you tell me what you think of my research, and what you think. You tell me what you think of what I have to say about that supplement. Like, remember, Joe, I've got a master's degree in exercise physiology. Technically kinesiology, but that's more of a misnomer than anything. Hold on, I'm going over here to get Joe. I got my AirPod in, but honestly, I haven't been recording. Oh yeah, it's working perfect. I haven't been recording with the AirPods that much, but holy shit, I got free reign! Oh my, I'm not even tethered. I'm not tethered to the desk. Barstool, this is gonna be a thing. If you want me to come in for eps, you're gonna have to clip a mic to me, because I'm gonna be up and I'm gonna be walking. I'm an animal, dude. I'm prowling. Like, if you see me in the studio, I'm a caged animal, buddy. Like, that's kind of my whole shtick. I'll be a caged animal for you, if it's what I want to do. If it's not what I want to do, then don't bring that shit to my face, because I'll tell you it's whack, and I'll tell you I don't want to do it in the most nicest and most polite way possible. But it is Mad Max Pax's world, not Dave Portnoy's world, in my book. So sorry, El Presidente. I love you. I'll sell you my content, but I'll sell you my content on my terms. You don't get to influence the brand. You don't get to tell me what to do. You don't get me when to turn the GoPro on, when to turn the GoPro off. Okay, I'm staying strapped with this GoPro. I'm the boss. If you guys about that action, then I'm more than willing to work with you. More than willing to work with you, obviously. Back to the topic at hand. Joe, let's get to this universe splitting thing, man. I had to switch over to the iPad because when I went to go pull it up on my phone, it stopped recording. But I gotta, dude, this is insane, Joe. Insane. I've split the universe 3 times. First split. 1, become an actor. 2, become an extremely successful author. Split number 2, fight fires, get a normal job. We can do better. Split 3, become a career explorer or slowly become successful as a quote unquote creator. I don't know about you guys, but this feels pretty damn applicable to me, right? Like, and I don't know if this is just the power of positivity and, you know, or what. I don't know if there's dark energies in the universe at play here, buddy. I don't know that. There's 70% of the universe that is completely and entirely unexplained, Joe. Dark energy, you know what dark energy means, man. You know what that's slang for. That's slang for, we as scientists don't know. But hey, dude, you're obviously down to figure it out. I'm down to figure it out. I want to make this happen, Joe. I don't want to be on the Joe Rogan Experience, but I want to share my platform with the Joe Rogan Experience, okay? I've extended myself in a very precarious place right now. I've asked a few individuals, people obviously that I don't know, I've asked them if they would like to take control of the PayPal for this Pierre Ardenne deal, okay? Because I'm not going to capitalize on the results of a social experiment. I'm a scientist at heart. Like, if these results, these findings are for you, they're for everyone. I had some people tell me on the pod, why are you plugging these people? It's a scam, you know? Dude, I don't care, bro. Like, if it's a scam, then I'm getting scammed. But I told them, as a group of people who need our help, that I have their back. If they want to use my platform in any capacity, they can, okay? And now that's not going to say I'm going to, like, be walked over. Like, if you think, you guys really think that I don't know exactly what is in and or is not in my podcast, man, the first thing I do after I publish this bitch is I go out and I sit on the porch and listen to it, man. I listen to each of these podcasts probably 6 times each, guys. Like, these are my magnum opuses. This is my art. This is my social commentary on life. It's based on factual results. If you want me to write this paper up for you, I will, but I'm not going to do it for free, guys. I'm not going to waste my time here, okay? If you guys want to, I've had a few people hit me up. I've had a few people notice the style of rampage that I was going on and willingly followed me, or put themselves in a position for me to use their names as well. And you know what? That's really fucking cool. Max Kunter, I know you're listening. Obviously, I DM'd you. Thanks for the use of your name for the channel. You happen to have the coolest name in all of existence. Mad Max, the world, the universe, whatever you want to call the Road Warriors, thanks you. Okay? And me, myself, the Highlander, personally, thanks you. If you want to do an interview, let's do it. Obviously, I'm not going to let you embarrass me on national television. I'm not going to let you embarrass my brand and my platform on national television, not when I've positioned it as a for the people, by the people type production, okay? Here's what I want to do, guys. Mad Max Pax's world is going to become an empire one way or the other. We have merch, we've got stickers, we've got shirts. I've got people Snapchatting me on the reg, asking me what's up, when's the pod going up. Dude, these are people I don't know. Like, I never met these people before. Some of them I have, some of them I have. I'm not going to lie. There's a few people that have been strategically letting me use their Twitter platforms as well. My boy Liam, obviously you've seen me retweet him, my young Padawan. This kid is a PR wizard, my dudes. Like, I didn't even have to tell him what to do. He just had been paying attention and went and did it. Like, his mom is... Let me give you a little context to this. When I was 17 through 21, I worked as a lifeguard for the city of Overland Park as Young's Pool, okay? I loved that job. It was amazing. I had to sit outside in the sun. I had to save on my very first day lifeguarding. And you can ask the city. I think Brian Tobin was there. Brian Tobin from the city of Overland Park. Like, I'm not putting him on blast as, like, don't hit him up saying, like, this dude is, don't hit him up saying, like, hey, prove this guy's not an asshole. Hit him up with an actual question. Say, did this guy save a guy on this date? Yes or no, and there's a record of it. Like, that's my whole point, is I'm not gonna put myself in a position to be embarrassed. So don't think that I'm embarrassing myself by portraying myself in this way. Like, this has been a character piece. It's been a bit. It's been a social. You've seen Uncut Gems. I'm a social media mogul. Like, as my very very dear and close friend. Personal friend Gata would say, I've been gandering, man. Like, and that's my whole point, is it only takes the right set of key phrases and the right amount of money to get you what you want. And that's, you know, you can know all the phrases all you want, but if life isn't set up to help you, then you're just gonna have a tough time, and that is not fair, guys. And what we need to understand here is that life isn't fair, and that's okay, but life can be fair if we make it, okay? Now, I'm not talking fair as in literal exactitudes, you know, you get $10, you get $10, you get $10, right? Like, if someone has $20 and 10 people have $5, you know, I want to take $10 from the 20 person and give it to the rest of them. I'm not gonna, dude, don't come at me with that communist bullshit. I'm not saying I want to take all of the 20 person's dollars, but if he has $20 and the most that literally anyone else has is $5, then why does he get to have four times as much? Why is two times as much not good? You think Jeff Bezos needs, how many billions is he up to now, Jeff? Like, do you really think you're gonna spend all that fucking money, bro? Like, do you? On what exactly? If you give me a plan on how and what you're gonna spend that money on, and I'll tell you whether or not I think that you are full of shit. Okay, this is my thing: is the guys at Barstool, the gals at Barstool, they get it. Like, hot takes is what sells. Calling people out by name, is what sells. Guys, if you want to engage with people, you call them out by their first name and you say, "Hey, Kyle, you're an idiot." And Kyle is going to be like,
"Well, am I an idiot? That's not very nice. I don't know."
All right, guys, I need to go grab a coffee. I'm not tired at all. Like, I might be live a little more. I don't know. I just want you guys to engage with me. Ellie, break the silence, girl. Please. I know you following me. I know it. You know, you got the number. Text me that period. Text me that thumbs up. Do something, girl. I'm going crazy over here in the studio. Like, my brain is over in bed asleep, and the heart is out here wilding out, okay? Like, I need you, girl.
Oh, guys. I am so pleased to bring you the first ever official Mad Max Pax's World sponsored segment. Guys, if you go over to Pierre, PIERRE.ARDEN, Pierre Arden on Instagram, and use the promo code AMBASSADOR50, you can get 25% off. Now here's the thing. I want to donate that money. This experiment is not for clout. I mean, it is obviously for clout in some aspect, so I want to make it clear that I'm not lying about this platform. So obviously I need to keep some of the money to eat food and drive my car, because that's kind of the whole shtick. Like, I need to be able to sell these watches. You know, like, I was unemployed on Monday. As of right now, I'm a watch salesman, okay? Regardless of what I do and how I portray myself on social media, like, I be making money on these watches. And that's not fair, because that's, like, my whole shtick was, watch me do this because I'm white. Like, I'm not gonna capitalize on that. Like, so I'm more than willing to donate at least half of that deal for the entire month of June. I know that June is not going on for very much longer, and it's kind of like a bullshit, like, oh, well, you pick June, like, blah, blah, blah. No, I picked June because Juneteenth, and it was a happy coincidence. In my master plan, I was going to give Barstool 1 week. I was going to launch the pod Sunday, and I wanted to see if I could get a response by Friday. Now, obviously, we failed in that aspect. That part of the social experiment did not pan out, but here's what we can say is, that's not to say because we didn't try, and that's not to say because we didn't do the right things. That's just because these guys at Barstool don't fuck around, okay? Like, they get trolled every day, and, like, they are the king trolls. Like, that's Barstool. Like, their segments are about talking shit. Like, right, Dave? Like, come on. Anyway, that's gonna be a word. That's our word from the sponsors on this one. In other news, if you guys know who Aaron Pico is, the MMA fighter, I'm pretty sure I could get him to fight me for money, for you guys. Like, if that's what you wanted to do, like, you know, I'd be willing to. I'd go fight that guy. Like, what am I gonna? What is he gonna do? Hit me in the face really hard and knock me out? Oh, ooh, like, that's never happened to me before in my life. Come on, guys, getting punched in the face doesn't hurt as hard as you think. And that's not to say go around and go out and go and ask your best friend to punch you in the face, because that's the worst context ever for that. Like, that's not a friendship builder, guys. That's not a friendship builder by any means. So, those are the deals. Those are the two plugs for this episode. I don't want to capitalize on, not today, not during the month of June, okay? The month of June, not for me, not in this podcast aspect, you know. This is for you guys. And I know that today is now technically June 20th, but that doesn't mean it's not Juneteenth anymore to me in my heart. Like, I haven't gone to bed yet, you know, it's still Juneteenth to me. Until, you know, the sun comes back up. I'm gonna think about a few more things to talk about. I don't know, you guys, I don't know if you can tell by the formatting on how I record these, but, like, I record and upload these live. Like, I don't really plan, I don't really write anything. I know what I'm gonna talk about, like, I know what I want to talk about, and then I kind of just, like, open the mouth and let the brain make the words, you know, and... Anyway, it's really cool. After the break, we're gonna talk about my favorite childhood book of all time, Artemis Fowl, and how that being a mastermind, they remade it, and I just watched it, and oh my god, Josh Gad, Colin Farrell, you guys, whose names I can't remember off the top of my head, fucking fantastic job, boys, fucking A, boys, fucking A, right, boys. That's all I have to say about that. Join us again after the break. We're going to have a few more messages from the sponsors. Okay, guys, we've got a special treat. Our first ever call-in listeners. Here they are. Take it away.
We love milk and cookies.
Yes. It's the fans, guys. It's the kingdom. I don't even know what to say. My heart is so full. Thank you, guys. Oh my god, guys. Wow. I didn't plan that. It just happened. I'm not gonna front with you guys. Those are my friends, but, like... They like what I'm doing, you know? We out here. Joe Rogan, this is for you, buddy. I'm looking at my Iron Man helmet, and I have just now decided that we're gonna record this next segment as RDJ.
Guys, remember, only you can prevent forest fires.
I love you 3,000, guys. Welcome back, Road Warriors. Guys, this whole experience has been so eye-opening for me. I finally know my calling. And here's what my calling is, guys, is the Road Warrior Network is going to be a free, independent, crowdsourced, and crowdfunded network of independent local artists who would like to get in touch with other independent local artists. It's not gonna be a paid thing, like, and we might have it paid, like, literally for the first couple days until we get ads, but the way this is going, I'm gonna be able to get ads for this, like, let's do an app, like, who here can design an app? If you have an app for me that is gonna do exactly this, I wanna know, because that's, you know, first of all, that's one, that's my IP, two, that's a great idea, let's make it happen, I'll cut you in, like, I'm all about, like, I'm not fronting, guys, I'm for the people, like, my whole thing is, like, I've been unheard, I know you've been unheard, I'm done being unheard, man, like, let's not be ignored, and, there's power in numbers, guys, like, the many outweigh the few, like, let's eat the rich, let's eat them, they taste good.
Road Warriors. I'm having so much fun hanging out with you guys. Like, I'm so glad that this is my job now. Because for all intents and purposes, up until we secure that next deal, like, we're watch salesmen over here at Mad Max Pax's World. So if you guys like cool watches and you want to donate to a cool cause, like, why don't you go ahead and go peep on my Instagram? Like, if you've been on the Twitter, you know, same handle. The results of my social experiments have gained me a marketing type deal, okay? Now, I'm not gonna say, like, this is a pay, like, it's just straight up, you know, like, hey, you be our dude, like, this is one of those, you know, you buy our stuff and be a brand ambassador, we'll give you money, but I'm working on commish here, guys, like, this isn't like you're a brand ambassador and, like, you gotta sell a certain amount of watches or blank or blank or blank. Like, these dudes reached out to me because they saw the platform. They agree with the message. at least to enough extent to let me freaking wild the fuck out with their name. Like, that was cool of them to do, right? Like, they didn't have to do that. But anyway, see, like, I'm going to be making money if you guys buy these watches, and I'm not trying to capitalize on this. I've said this so many times today, but I want you guys to buy these watches because, for one, they're cool, and for two, like, I bought a couple of these watches, and, you know, like, I'm going to be wearing them, and if, shit, you think I'm cool, then, fuck, that would mean so much to me if you wanted to wear the same watch. Like, even just, you don't have to buy the watch. Like, here's the deal. How about this? If you like the fact that I want to do this, but you don't trust me, which is fair, very fair, guys. I'm not coming out here saying, give me your money and trust me. I'm not a shady dude. I promise, bro. Like, that's not me. If you guys want to donate and you don't trust me as an individual, which is fair because you don't know me, go head on over to Schnitt Talk. Barstool Sports, Ellie, she'll take care of y'all. Like, if you were gonna donate to these watches, like, if you were gonna buy a watch to support the cause, go over to Schnitt Talk if you're concerned about me not handing this Cheddar over, okay? Because I don't want it to even be a thing between any of us. Like, I don't want any, like, here's the thing, man. If you come at me on Twitter saying that I'm scamming folks, I will roast you, bro. I will annihilate you. I will tell everyone in the Road Warrior clan that that is not fly, okay? Because here's, like, once again, this is the realest podcast out there. I'm the world's most accessible celebrity, okay? Because you know what? I'm not. So treat me like your friend, and I'll act like your friend. But if you treat me like a Twitter personality, you get the Twitter personality response, okay? We're gonna get into some video game reviews. We're gonna dive deep. I think we're gonna be doing some Subnautica, and we'll do a little bit of live narration when we get that kicked up. And if you guys like Subnautica, you know what it's about, guys. Oh, it's the cool. It's like No Man's Sky, but if No Man's Sky wasn't the world's widest, most shallow game ever. Like, it's a deep ocean, quite literally. Like, you'll see. I'm going to be broadcasting, and I'm going to set up the mixer to go ahead and keep the stream. I was just told by my young Padawan that the streams are not yet saving, and that is not what I want, because I set it up to save, I'm pretty sure. So we're going to fuck with some settings. We're going to, you know, fuck around a little bit. I got the fuck arounds. Do you guys have the fuck arounds? We're going to do some of that, and we be out here. It is 1:32 in the morning, and we're still waiting to hear back from Barstool. Although, I know they're going to wait till Monday out of principle, so don't act like I'm still wilding out, Barstool. I know what you guys are doing, but all I'm saying is cards are down. All the hands have been played. Like, I won, you won. Let's both win here, baby. Like, come on. Tell Ellie she can text me. It's ridiculous. I'm hilarious. Ellie loves me. She wants to text me. She would have blocked me if she didn't. Let her do it. Welcome back, Road Warriors. That brief pause was brought to you by peer review and spell check and the content quality control department. Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, 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 beep. Analyzing. Quality content. Guys, I had to take a little break to, you know, like, go ahead and listen in, for the first time, make sure I'm not, you know, I've been wilding out on Twitter, guys. Like, if you think that I'm being whack, please call up. I put the link up, I'll put the link up on other podcasts in the future. I'm not going to say everyone because, you know, I'm not going to let you guys dictate the content, obviously, but I'm going to keep the link up on the reg. Like, it might be like, let's do like a weekly thing, like weekly podcast with the fans. Link is up. Call in to Mad Max Pax's show. All right, guys.
We have some ideas. Let's spitball these ideas with you guys, because, you know, we're working on this together. This is our idea here. What about this, guys? My millennials. What about me? The Millennial Entertainment Empire. Bro, if these boomers are gonna say me all the time, why do we not get paid for that, bro? Like, branding. If these boomers want to play it this way, we'll beat them with our game, guys. And our game, 21st century America, is content. Like, let's okay boomer the shit out of these dudes, right? Like, let's brand it. If they're gonna say wah 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 me, it's gonna be hashtag MEEE, okay? Like, Let's do this. If you guys think this is a good idea and you guys know how to design apps, feel free to make this, because I will sue you and, like, I will get ownership of it, because this is my idea, obviously. But feel free to embark on this endeavor, guys, because we're making this happen, and if you know how to make an app and you can make this app, you get 50%, right? Okay, like, here's a freebie idea for all of you web designers out there. That's what this channel is about. If you guys have an idea and you don't know how to make it happen, I want you to call me, and I'm gonna tell the world. Like, think of Reddit. Think of I am the internet's Reddit user. Okay, like, ask me a question. I'll ask Reddit. You know, we will figure it out. We will come to a concise decision. And we will get back to you.
And we back at it again with the white vans, Joe. No, we're back at it again with the Mad Max video game, which is how we're going to. Ooh, that's loud. Ooh, fuck, that's loud. Ooh, fuck, that's loud. So how we're gonna wrap this podcast up? You know, is. I tweeted the link saying we would be going to be up making it for a little bit longer, so I'm going to let there be a chance for people to tap in, you know, like, I'm here. You guys can talk to me. Anyway, currently signed in as Mad Max Perks to him. Let's resume this game. Do you guys want stickers? Like, I'm going to the FedEx to get some more stickers tomorrow. Let me know if you want stickers, because I have a feeling that they're going to be going quick. Now, I'm not saying that they are already all spoken for, but many of them are, in fact, spoken for. So, here's the thing, guys, is I know that this is not the behavior that we want to promote. Kanye, you know this. But, like, what would 2009 Kanye do? Right? Like, my whole thesis to this social experiment was, you know, with the right opportunity and means and, you know, privilege, you know, anything is possible. Obviously, like, you can will things into existence. I mean, that's what I believe. But guys, I'm getting distracted not playing with the game. Do I need to talk to this guy? I just really hope you guys get this. Like, as far as right now, I get to do this and sell watches. You know, like, the goal was how can I drive around the country and talk to people and meet people and get paid. Bros and lady bros, we did that. Like, Mad Max Packs is gonna be traveling and is gonna be doing that stuff. Like, because all I have to do is wear one of these watches and hashtag these pictures, and like they're watches, they sell themselves. I literally don't even have to, like, put words next to it. I just gonna be like, do you want to know what time of day it is and look stylish? Buy a watch. They're 25% off. You know? See, that's what I'm saying, is they sell themselves. That's not me. I'm not selling the watches. I'm selling myself to you guys. And I'm putting myself out there. And I'm telling you, once again, I've got a GoPro. I've got a brand new car that I cannot afford the payments on anymore. I had it like, I'll tell you about that if you want to know. But like, the car will get me to you, as long as we keep the gas tank full. And then if I can get to you, you can literally say whatever you want to me, and I'll just go boop boop, boop click on, and then you say what you want, and then I'll be like, thanks for letting me have this experience. I had fun driving over here and seeing all this stuff. I stopped a bunch of times. I took a bunch of pictures. But I also got to talk to you, the fans, the people who want to be heard, the people who want to get stuff done. Like, I'm about that action, guys. Like, I'm telling you, I'm not trying to make money off this. Like, I feel like a lot of you guys have had this idea before. Millennials, let's stick together, guys. These boomers, let's roast they asses, bro. All I'm saying is, if we're gonna let them run the world like businessmen and think like businessmen, like, two can play at that game, buddy. Like, I've got a master's degree in fucking around. Like, I got a master's degree and $100,000 worth of debt. Like, you made me. You made this monster, boomer. You told me to stay in school, so I did. But I didn't stay off drugs, dummies. Oh my god, like, this shit is too easy. Joe, I really, really, really hope you are enjoying this shit, man, because... Like, am I talking to myself, Joe? Like, you gotta tap in, man. Like, I've been talking to you all week, buddy. Like, I get you busy, but at some point, this is gonna stumble across your desk, right? Like... I'm here. This is my job now. Give me a call. As I've said numerous times, I've given my own personal phone number to Schnitt Talk. Okay, like, I bugged the everlasting shit out of them all week. Okay? And those delightful women over there did not even block me until Thursday. Like, come on. Come on, son. Come on, son. I'm a media, social media mogul. Like, I know how this game is played, like, but I'm not gonna play it for you. I'm gonna play it for us, my team. So join my team, guys. Like, I'll go to war for you guys. I'll go to bat for you guys. Like, I'm telling you, I have had my rights violated. It's not gonna happen again, bro. Like, if you stand behind me, like, you are untouchable at this point, and I feel like the YouTube has demonstrated that. Okay, 17 over the other day, just because I was so excited to be there, he said, have a nice day, son. That's whack. They have footage of that encounter too. They could have released that footage if they wanted to. I've seen this idea all over Twitter. This is not my idea. Why does the cops shit not sync to the cloud and go to an external review source? Like, it's unreal. We're letting the cops walk all over us. We're letting them be in charge of their own rules. Why the fuck are the cop unions in charge of who gets fired and who does not get fired? That's our job. They work for us. We pay their salaries, guys. Like, am I being too crazy for you? Is that what this is? Like, is this just an outlandish concept for you guys, or like, am I just balling too hard too fast? Because if I need to pump the brakes and let y'all catch up, like, for fucking sure, bro. I got all weekend. Let's talk Monday, guys. Let's talk Monday. Don't mess with me over the weekend, because I haven't slept in 3 days. I've been creating this beautiful disaster piece. Tomorrow is for me. Sunday is for me. On Monday, I want to hear from you guys. Oh, well, I want to hear from Ellie, this weekend. That would be nice, because she about it. She would have blocked me by now. She's not redonkulous. She's open to new ideas and opening her brain and being fun and cool and all that fun. Oh my god, guys, my cat is so cute. Go check the TikTok, guys, because literally right in this very second, 2:29, is a picture or is a TikTok of Joe. Ooh, see? Listen. On TikTok. Oh my gosh. 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 Joe! Oh my gosh! Alright guys, I didn't fuck with that one at all. That's literally just a proof of point. That's my cat Joe. That's my wingman. His picture is on the passenger side door of my car. Like, he rides shotgun with me. And if you think that's a cool idea and concept, and if you like cats and cars, like, guys, I'm hitting all of the fun stuff, guys. Come on. I gotta do some more thinking. Gotta do a little more editing. I hope you're enjoying Joe again. Like, this is for my Joe, but it's also for you. All right, guys. Since we're doing the big reveal, pull away the curtain thing. Let's shout out those mathematicians out there, my statistician boys. You guys who know how to work our SPSS, you guys are the real MVPs, because we all know in the academic world, you guys do all the grunt work. Anyway, I'm trying to figure out a way to, you know, like, I've had this idea, this concept in my head, and I'm trying to figure out a way to, you know, mathematize it up, and I think I've got it. It's O plus, P. Plus M. Opportunities plus means, or opportunities times privilege plus means equals success. If, and then like, you're, and like, if it is a success, X equals 1, right? This might be more computer coding. I don't know. You guys have to tell me, because I don't know how computers work. But if O times P plus M equals 0, then failure. I mean, and that's like the most simple and most mathematical way I can boil my whole social experiments down to. And like, if you're a mathematician and I'm fucking this up, like, you tell me, because math is hard, guys. But I think we're on to something here, Road Warriors. Let's get hashtag MEE going, because, you know, do it. Thank you.
All right, guys. And that's a wrap. Thanks so much for everyone's unwilling participation in what I like to call, let's just say, a social commentary. Let's just say a social commentary, like a social network, but a social commentary by Dean Matthews. That's what this has been. Tell Jordan Peele that I fueled him, Little Dicky Tweaks, Gayla and Joe Rogan in this. I'm saying, guys, this is gold. Mad Shinet Talk with Mad Max is gold, guys. Should that be season 2? Should it be Mad Max and Mad Shinet Talk on the road? I think so. Dave, you're cool. Everyone at Barstool, obviously I think you're cool, or else I would not have chosen you guys to fuck with. I really appreciate you not absolutely annihilating me, guys. That really meant a whole lot. I could tell that, like, if I felt like if I could ease you guys into it, you would catch on to my drift. And, you know, like, and Ellie, obviously, she been a day winner. I bet you that Ellie, I want you, like, here's the thing, Ellie, is break the silence if it was the lover DM that got you, that's how you knew that I was real, okay? If that's when you knew, then Barstool, it's time, guys, because season 2, let's do it, fam, let's do it.